Okay.
There's a meeting of the World Service Conference Public Information Subcommittee on Jim and the Attic. Would you like to help me open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by a serenity prayer? First thing I got, does everybody have one of these? This is section one, the work of, did you guys get them yet? Over there?
They should be going around.
They go around, these things?
Just pick one and start off.
It goes section one up at the top.
Yeah, just pick one and pass it off, because those are the ones that go on.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, some of it's not right side up, but that's okay. Okay, some of them have A on the bottom, you know, but A's first, you know, above B, even though... Oh, don't have A at all?
Looks like somebody, when they copied it.
Okay, it's slid on the copier. We can write it down, it's just one sentence. You ready to write it down, everybody?
Oh, I guess.
Okay. A should be announce that PI is happening and ask for support from fellow addicts at meeting. Everybody got that? Okay. Why don't everybody just take 2 minutes and just overview this by ourselves, just take a look at it, see what it is. This is a filling in of item number one on the outline. Pretty much got an idea what's there. That's what we've got for filling in of item number one. I'll show you what we got for filling in item number two and apologize for it at the same time, but it isn't anything yet. It's just an outline to start to get something. We copied down notes of what people had to share. The folks in our workshop were primarily just kind of getting started, and we did spend most of our time sharing and informing. Do you want to report on number three?
Yeah. Sometime, man.
What's that?
And in number three, we expanded upon every one of the items in this. There's a pretty good list of items for number three. Throwaways, newspapers, including PSAs, paid ads, articles, radio, TV, and we added films, and last of all, something that I haven't seen mentioned before in PI, which is MA's public image, and we took that and expanded each of those and made an outline for each of those, and we've got quite a bit of material, though. Four pages that I came up with that I think will blend in well with what exists already in PI.
Okay, good. I'm going to put this up. Did everybody see one of these? Get a chance to read it? Look it over? It was passed out earlier. We've got a bunch of them. Yeah, this is what Florida Region has prepared, and its Public Information Committee input. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
I can just make a little announcement. That meeting upstairs on 15, they said, tell them to come help us and we'll help them.
Okay. Well, we've got a proposal to do that. You know, I was real enthusiastic this morning. I'm just going to share this with you just real out front, and then the committee can do what, you know, like we'll go ahead and do what you guys want to do. But I was real enthusiastic about this and about having review material come out of here, but I don't think we're, you know, we only got an hour now, and we don't have anything on this middle section. The first section is an outline expansion of an outline. What needs to be probably 4 pages or 5, and it's an outline, and it's good. What it is real, real good. And they've got about 4 or 5 pages, but it isn't typed. It isn't ready for us to go over and say it's final or not final. We're not ready to send something out, it's my opinion, for review. Additionally, in Public Information Committee, we have that Florida input, which is all good stuff. And we've got, looks like we're getting some new input here. We've got some new input here. Or is this yours? No.
That's it, but it's my notes that are typed up.
Okay, I think there's just one copy, right?
Mm. What you want?
Oh, you got more copies? Well, why don't we pass them around to everybody?
Yeah, any more authority?
Let me have one. I need one for
my own group. Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, you want to do it. Take several. Okay, the Florida stuff. Is there any more Florida stuff in the floor back there?
No.
Okay. Well, then it's gone. Don't have a neighbor that's
complete. Okay. I didn't find that in somebody else's notes.
Okay. I guess what my best shot at this is, my best proposal or suggestion would be that we've got a good outline here. I think we've got a real good outline for a revised public information kit. Additionally, there's more input that Lorraine has that we haven't had available to us to work with. We've got stuff from Florida here that would fit into this outline. We've got an existing public information kit that can be factored into this outline. Lorraine has information on hotlines and helplines, and there's some information in the fellowship on area offices and stuff like that. That stuff isn't public information, but it really needs to be dealt with. We're going to delete it from our public information kit. What we need is a two-day writing workshop, a conference, in order to take all this input and complete it. That's my opinion. What I would suggest, I think, to this committee, as a sit-in substitute chairman, is that we set up a two-day writing conference or something like that in order to deal explicitly with public information. Right now, we've got a lot of the talented writers in the fellowship here together. They're all running around doing different things. There's a whole lot of little service projects, big service projects, very large service projects going on, and everybody's attention is scattered. Personally, I feel that public information is a very, very important thing, especially with our book coming out, you know? And I think we need to devote a little bit more energy and a little bit more time to it. And I hate as individually to ask anybody to travel any more than you all have traveled and been willing to serve. But I really believe that we need to set aside a couple of days of a writing conference and complete this work in a form that it can go out for review in a valid fashion. Now, one consideration, if the committee decides that they'd like to do that, is that subcommittees are supposed to give the World Service Office 60 days. They say that they could put review material out in 60 days. Anything that needs to go out this year needs to go out by the 1st of March. Therefore, any workshop that we would propose would need to happen before the 1st of January. With that information to you, we're passing around one of the little pieces of information, we're passing around an attendance sheet for tonight, please, if go ahead and put your name on it, even if you did this morning. Okay. What do y'all think?
Hi, Miriam. Panic.
Hey, Miriam.
First off, I have a couple questions. That is okay. Like, you have one almost form filled out. You have two almost forms filled out. A third final. What I wanted to know is, Lorraine going to get a copy of all this material? Okay. So we can center everything through her, right? Like, it is impossible to compile all this in just a few hours. So this meeting would be set up by her, so we couldn't really, we could say, yes, we definitely want the meeting. I see the need for the meeting. I definitely want one. But could we go ahead without her even being here, set a time and a date and a place? Since we don't know how surgery did it go.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I always say she's incapable of being here. She's real sick.
Right.
The time is now to do something, because we've got to do something before the 1st of January. That's just the time frame we're limited in. Anybody, any place can work on it between now and that compilation or workshop, writing workshop. And it's just my opinion, my feeling, that we need to go ahead and decide whether we're going to do it or not. And if we decide we're going to do it, we need to go ahead and set something up. If we've got somebody, a local community here that's willing to do that.
Okay, so you're asking for, do we want to do it? And then if the answer is, majority answer is yes, then the general
is like. That's how I see it now. It may well be that she's able to participate in something soon. We don't know.
Yeah.
We just have no way of knowing.
The vice chairperson.
Yes, the vice chairperson. The vice chairperson is in Atlanta and hasn't done anything and didn't choose to come and participate. Mary.
I'm Mary. I'm an addict.
I'm
Mary.
Okay, this is not like for this one. Okay, this one. It might be an outline, but it's like, it's answered all the questions.
Yeah.
Okay, which one is that? I don't believe I got that one. Could I have a copy of it?
Here,
here.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's just not the standard. It's real
okay, correspondence edition.
He's got that on here.
Okay. Floor is open for suggestions, comments, motions.
Okay, we're trying to write this down. We've got the outlines and we want to write it up. Is that what you're saying?
Okay, what happened this morning was that we voted a subcommittee. We decided we're going to be a subcommittee. We're going to act as a subcommittee.
Okay, good.
And we voted to use this outline. This is my coffee's coming in on top. This outline to factor in the existing public information kit material and any other material that we had and fill in this outline, change it from a real overview type of an outline into something that a member could pick up and use, a usable public information kit, and send out for review and input. We didn't propose to do it real nice and slick, just send it out for review and input this year.
Okay, well, what I'm thinking is we could go ahead and complete what we started this morning.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is we've got maybe 60 pages of input that we have here to cut it apart and factor it into here in a logical sequence where it is not in quite a usable sequence now. We've also got pile input that our chairman has that we're not aware of, that we don't have right now. What I'm suggesting is that we have we set aside a large amount of time to go through that. What we're talking about is a process that we have experience with, and we know about how long it takes. And about 2 or 3 days with experienced people who have done this before could accomplish that with just a few, 5 or 6 experienced people and 8 or 10 or 20 more people that want it.
Couldn't we divide up into 3 groups again?
Yeah, we could, but I don't think we're accomplished.
My name's Kathy, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Kathy.
My family. I think what Jim might possibly be trying to say to have this, like, weekend or this time that we're spending together is, like, Lorraine is not here. She's ill. She has a lot of literature and stuff, you know, that we might be able to get a hold of along with what we have, okay, and get together for 2 or 3 days and look over what she has, what we have, and combine it. I think that's what he's trying to say in a nutshell. Am I right? You know, what we have is good. You know, what we've shared is real good, but there's a lot more that we could add to that. Then maybe we haven't looked at some of those possibilities, you know, in an hour's period of time. And if we could get it all together, you know, like in these sections, here's section 1, okay, we sent around what we got today. And I feel, my own personal opinion, that that's pretty good for half an hour to an hour. But just consider if we had 2,000 or 3,000 more pages of input to go over and look at, to put in with it, we could really do something good.
I'm Gary. I'd like to say something.
Excuse me. Could you speak up?
I'm Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
But you were talking about these people. I know some of these people. They got family here, different situations going on with them right now. Couldn't we try to get a meeting together with these people and try to get some, make an attempt at getting something done? A new public information pamphlet should always be revised later, you know. Stuff could be, you know, go over to the other material you're talking about that we don't have and maybe add to that and put out a revised edition. But I know, you know, some of these people, and do you think there's any way we can get a hold of these people and say, hey, we really need to do this. Time's short. You know, we got to have it by January and try to get these people that have this experience and get them and us and try to get together and get this thing done.
I think we can do that. Yeah, I think we can do that if we want to. Does anybody have a motion?
Make a motion on Thursday.
We have a conference?
Yeah.
It's been moved that we have a conference.
Paul. I'm sorry, my name is Paul. Edit.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
What date? What's our deadline?
1st of January.
Okay.
So work together.
Now in the discussion, you
discussion.
Know, is what I was saying a minute ago, is that this is the conference. The people are here. It's not like so-and-so didn't make it or, you know, a group didn't make it. I mean, you know, they're right across the hall, you know. And I just felt like if we could say, hey, man, you know, would you help us do this? We need your help. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, we ask for help all the time, you know. And to see what the response would be. And then if we couldn't get it together, have a separate 2-3 day conference or something, it's got to be done. But make an attempt anyway. I think the response would be a beautiful response, and I think we could do it.
Thanks,
Carol.
Okay, my name's Carol, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Carol. Hi, Carol.
And I hear what you're saying, Gary. All these people are here, you know. The only problem is these people are in policy, and they're doing something that's got to be done. and these people are in literature, and they're doing something that's got to be done. And, you know, as much as my heart tells me that I want to do this weekend, I can see from myself being here and there and here and there at this time, you know, I believe we're trying to do too much. And I believe that every area is going to suffer.
I'll say one thing. I went up
to the house. I have two more people, and then that's all I'm going to take.
I'm Bill, and I'm an architect. Considering that due to it has limitations, though it has a lot of faults, we do have a public information pamphlet. I don't even know if it's published anymore, but I think it is. I've got one. Florida has a packet of information that's available here for anyone, and it's got prepared letters, and it is pretty well organized. We only have half a service manual right now. We only have five PI packets, and all but one are already in the little book. It's being revised also to update it. We may be having a group, a group conference at midnight. We're going to have to set priorities for what we're going to have to do. If we have it, if we can get something done, concrete done by the end of the day after tomorrow, in the next 36 hours, then we ought to go for it. But that includes all the other things, too. I think my priority would be right now, although I don't like to get involved in bickering in politics, policy, service man, getting that done. But that brings to mind something in public information that I'd like to bring up, since there's people here interested in public information, considering the PI implications of what they've taken out of the book, is in a hotline. Is that they may, That question has to be settled before we can put it in a publication. Is a clubhouse number? Is a clubhouse part of NA? Those are serious questions that have been in just the very recent, the last 2 weeks, brought to the attention of the policy committee and been struck by the book. And we don't know where we stand right now. Maybe in a month we will, but right now we don't know whether a hotline is even a part of NA or not. Plus, we have some information in Atlanta that we don't have. That's all I got.
Thanks, Bill. Mayor? And he left. More discussion? Seeing no more discussion, the motion is that we have a conference. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now we need place and date. I've got one volunteer for a place. Is there anybody who would be willing to host a two-day, a weekend conference between now and the 1st of January? Anybody, any place? I'll speak to that since I overheard it. The thing is, what happened last year, previous to last year, subcommittee sent out their own review material. Okay. As of last year, the subcommittees are mandated to send their review material to the World Service Office. The World Service Office requires 60 days. Now, if we do something, if we have a conference and want what we do to be valid input to the World Service Conference, it has to be to the office 60 days prior to the 60 days prior to, 120 days, 4 months ahead of the conference. That's the deadline. And so if we want what we're doing to be valid conference agenda material, whether it's for review or for approval or whatever we get done.
What would be required as the person in the area hosting this conference?
I would guess, that we need a local fellowship willing to put up 20 to 30 people. Maybe that's a low number, maybe it's a high number. I don't know. I have no idea. And we need a large room where we could meet 20 or 30 together, and then at least four small rooms where we could meet in three or four together. We'd need at least two typewriters of some kind, one of them a good one, and either real close access to or a copy machine on the premises. And I think that basically ought to cover it. Then a local fellowship would be willing to support in terms of coming and helping and giving back rubs and making coffee and the stuff local fellowship needs to do.
Okay.
And support.
What about financials? How can we come up with that?
You know, I see that unless we can come up with it here on our own, I don't know the status of the public information budget or money. And I would think the local fellowship would need to have a small fundraiser to finance that, but probably, $200-$300? I'd come up with it. I think among the people sitting around here, we can come up with the paper and pencils and stuff like that required, type of paper, copy paper and stuff like that. I don't think it needs to be a whole lot. You know, we don't need an automatic feed copier with a sorter, you know, like a copier the old fashioned kind that you put the thing down, it'd be just fine. And we don't need a self-corrected typewriter. I don't think if we just had a good typewriter and one little manual portable, we'd have them. Probably talking about $200 in a local fellowship. How about your coffee?
I can't see it. I got so much going on right now.
How about some snacks?
We've got the place and we can get the typewriters, but our biggest fundraiser of the year didn't.
How about ankles? This work?
We got a lot of stuff coming down. And I really can't speak for Pittsburgh where I said that comment.
I'd like to say yes, but I think, you know, some of the close people I talk for. So I think we could be a real good possibility.
Did you guys talk enough already?
Just Jaron and I. But if you want me to spill out of here, I'll do it real quick.
Do it, because I think the enthusiasm's there. I think you guys can do it. We had a couple people from Columbus that said they thought they could do it, and they need to talk together a little bit before we go, before we do about it. I'm real, just personally, I'm still a little time here. I'm real frustrated because I was hoping we could come up with this with something. But like Bill said, we have other considerations as a fellowship which do definitely affect this public information committee that we need to probably work on. And there's an awful lot going on here, and to try to get all this done at one time, this just seems an impossible task.
Very grateful to be here. I'm also very impressed with what we have done. I have attended regional meetings, area meetings, and just meetings, and have seen and heard a lot of nonsense. But today I sat down with a group that was interested in this, and within an hour or so, I think, you know, four pages of real good suggestions and ideas to put out. And I come to this meeting and I see there's two other papers with some other good ideas and suggestions, so I think we did daggone good.
Did you say that again?
Yeah.
Daggone good.
Who's that?
Hey, Paul.
I was wondering, if we do have this, this conference becomes, it's going to happen, who is invited and how is the word going to be spread and what's going to happen?
Well, to answer that for me, I think the first thing we need to do is, you know, if we get it all ironed out, we need to share it with people who are here, you know, and then we need to share it immediately with Lorraine and what's his name? World Service Conference chairman in 1980.
Berkshire.
Yeah, Farman was the vice chairman of the subcommittee. And get a letter out to the rest of the subcommittee people. And just get it in the information. What'd you come up with, Charlie?
I've got a couple of questions. You know, it's like the facility deal, we'd have to talk to a couple of people, but I'd say we could do it.
To me, the facility is one that's got one long room, one big room, one small room, one small, like, one big room, four small rooms.
Okay.
Mine is something, man.
Hey,
Charlie. Charlie filled me in that he would want to know for someone to host a, help me out, is a WSC PI subcommittee official meeting?
Weekend writing workshop.
Weekend writing workshop.
Or compilation workshop. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's a workshop to get.
And is there a deadline on we can't do it January 14th?
No.
We're having a function in Central Ohio that weekend.
That'd be nice, but we have to do it before the 1st of January.
What areas were considered? I understand Central Ohio area.
Let me ask you this, would it be too late in December to do it Christmas weekend?
Oh, come on.
That'd be a bad time, man.
It would be, but I don't know how many people we get.
My humbug.
How many other areas were considered or offered for this program?
Well, so far nobody has been willing except Sharon and you guys, except Columbus. Yes.
I grant will be able to take it in with their workshop on the history of January 13th or 16th.
We can't do it past the 1st of January.
So you're talking about having something basically within the next 4 weeks. That's what we're talking about. Okay, I was just trying to
show that. Yeah. Well, WSO needs it before the 1st of January for us to meet the guidelines of WSC. You know.
So it's
the 1st of March. No. It has to be at the fellowship, and they need 60 days to prepare to send it out.
I might can help you with something there.
Yeah.
Now, I know there was provision made for WSO to distribute all literature for approval. There was no provision made for anything else. So technically, they don't have to they wouldn't have to distribute the handbook. Technically, like say if they didn't have time or whatever, if they didn't want to, that is not a mandate from the WSC to the WSO. And they do act upon our mandate. That does two things. That would make y'all distribute it. But it would also give you extra time allowed because they require 60 days to get it out. So instead of putting you within a 4-week framework, that puts you within a 3-month framework to have it done. Of course, you would have to finance the printing and the mailing of it all. If they would be unwilling to.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought it was all review material.
Now, the motion that I made was for literature. That WSO send out. I deal strictly with, you know, I wasn't looking at the broader spectrum, you know, when I moved.
That does put a new light on it.
And if they don't want, I'm drilling them out. They have one over there already. The rest of this review material, we don't have all these pamphlets that are going to come out. That would be low priority for them. And if they don't want to start publishing something new, they can just say, well, we just let this sit here. Since it's not mandated, we may have to take it upon ourselves anyway.
Yeah.
And how are we going to know until the 60 days are up, and we didn't get it. And it is tonight.
Yeah, Charlie.
I'm Charlie, and I'm an addict.
Hey, Charlie.
Now, I'd say this, if you want to go that route, the middle of January would be an absolute definite for Columbus, and some of the people that you'd want to see involved with that are coming anyway, have committed to our situation there. And it's going to be a fundraising weekend, too, and you can sort of tie two things together. It's already set up. Facility, housing.
Yes, sir.
Along with what he said, that is right, it's a public information fundraiser. And we could kind of go back home and present this package and make it sound real good as a public information writing workshop, and maybe we can get Lion Valley to cooperate with their nonprofit mailing, do some work, and get this out to the fellowship. It's a better job than the H&I handbook was distributed.
Mayor.
I have a question. Is there any way you could call somebody down there on that committee and see if you could do that and bring it back to Grid Conscience tonight and let us know?
Well, could I just jump in there? If this is the case, and I didn't understand it, but since this is the case, we've got even more time than that. And I think that it's, there's a region forming that weekend. And I don't think it'd be real appropriate for us to set something up at the same time that a region was forming one state away. As a subcommittee, that's kind of disunified. It also gives us a better sort of a time frame. We can even go back to second week of February. And we're talking about if we're going to get it done, we're talking about get it done people. You know, we can have the production and distribution taken care of. We're going to do it ourselves.
Well, then you go ahead if you want to do it that way. If that's time, we can decide on time. And Columbus would host it.
And since you got like more time to work with, you might could take in some more formal bids. Like now, I mean, don't decide anything tonight, okay? For one, another thing you have to consider is that the work will be in vain unless you can get Lorraine to sanction it. So communication needs to be, you need to get her okay. I mean, I know how it is to operate with a dysfunctional chairman of the committee for whatever reason, health or otherwise. But nonetheless, if the region produced the pamphlet, it would go out, but it wouldn't go out this year. It would go to committee next year and come out next year, and there would be no need to, to double our efforts up and put a lot of time and money and really bust our ass to get something out this year when it's not even going to go out this year. You know what I mean? Set the stage for it to go out this year, and then if the stage is set, then do it. If it's not, just try to get a good chairman in next year. Or do it at a regional level, one in Ohio or something. Those just ideas, what I'm thinking, because the only reason the work that got done on policy here last year got sent out is because they were coming in the wake of the approval form, the money, the $22,000 that the approval form generated. That's what sent that handbook out. That handbook cost, mailing, printing, and everything, cost about $2,300, not to mention the office supplies, rent, and everything that went into the, that's just the print and mailing. You're talking about $2,300. Of course, you don't have to have anything typesetted like that. It can be more along the lines of Bob Berg's handbook.
Right.
But nonetheless, there's a great expense to be considered. And also,
What are the dates of Georgia Regional Convention?
February
24 and 5.
Okay. Well, is anybody else aware of something happening in the Greater NA in the month of February?
Yeah. Louisiana is having a convention in Shreveport the week before
the Atlanta convention.
Okay. 24 minus 7 is what? 17. 10th of February. Chair, entertain a motion to hold our conference somewhere on the weekend of the 10th of February. This will give us time enough to let people sort out where and you know, offer places other than just Columbus. And we could do the things Paige talked about it.
I'll make that motion. I'll make a motion that we have a weekend writing workshop on February weekend of February 10th, 1983.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Bill moves. And Charles second.
I had a real good idea before that got moved, and I was my idea was to hold, I don't know how Louisiana feel about this, but to hold this at Louisiana on the weekend of their convention or whatever they're having, that would send support to their region, stuff of that nature. But then you're conflicting the convention.
This is a two-day convention. Okay, it's like Saturday and Sunday. You know, if you wanted to have a two-day, Friday morning, I don't have a schedule. The flyers are at the printers right now, so I don't have a schedule. But I know they have speaker meetings all day Saturday and then Sunday morning. Okay, so those 2 days. But as far as that, it's a two-day convention. And they have the facilities, it's a hotel, so it'll cost bucks, But there are, I've seen the layout, and there are a lot of rooms that aren't needed. We've got two or three floors, and the more people that are there, and we need public information in Louisiana, and just generating that in Louisiana, then we have a real problem with getting the message out.
Paige.
I don't know. This is the first time I've been in a public information meeting. I don't know if I'm considered a member here or not. I just want to say a few things. And first of all, is that I'm going to consider myself not a member because I just have walked in. All right, but I would like to see that motion amended to read that you'll hold a conference. I would suggest that you amend the motion to hold a conference on the 10th of February, 83. Pending approval from the chairman. Okay, simply because I know that the work will go in vain if it's not approved by the chairman. Now, that would be a World Service Conference Public Information Subcommittee conference. Okay, but that does not keep any region from having a regional public information conference, which can initiate work to be finalized at the World Service Conference. Okay, like these pamphlets that are being written that we're approving. Those were written all in regions. WorldLit didn't touch them. They ain't never seen them before until we got them. And they're great, and we're going to approve them and send them out to the fellowship. So I just want to shed some light on that because I just think it'd be appropriate. I wanted to put in my 2 cents worth. And if I'm out of order, tell me so.
Not all. As a matter of fact, I was going to suggest later or entertain a motion that everything that we've done in this subcommittee, all the motions that we've passed, and everything that we've planned is pending group conscience, the entire subcommittee, and approval of the chairman. Hopefully that'll modify all motions to that effect. Yeah.
I'm Bill and I'm an addict.
Hey, Bill.
I found out the exact dates of the convention are 19th and 20th of February, so therefore the weekend before that would be the 12th and 13th.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of time frame we're in. I do know that, we're getting late
we've had this convention plan for months, but with the way things have gone with the conflict, we should have had flyers. But Shreveport is in northern Louisiana, one in southern Louisiana, and there's a big communication gap. So, I'd like to have something, but I don't know if people, I'm not part of the committee on that. You're part of that committee? Okay. Can we just explain? Let me just explain to us what we need something to write public information, get everything together. 2 day writing workshop. Okay. We put Florida stuff, the stuff that's produced here, with the stuff that already exists. And trying to find a location with facilities and to get the people. And I think it would help us get it. Didn't hurt. You know, but I've looked at the floor plan of the convention, and there are rooms that are not being used. It's a speaker's thing. They're not having any workshops, which pisses me off. But, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it.
I'm going. I'm mad at it. I mean, the way they organize it is each area is going to take a certain segment of the convention. You know, and I'm the chairman of the convention committee for the New Orleans area. So for that segment, we can do anything that we decide. But I think it would be good. I think we would handle it really easy. You know, make some people from the land, get an eye acquainted and come over and see us.
Right across, are you?
Well,
is that too late? Is the 19th and 20th too late?
I don't know. I think the 12th is probably more appropriate, although that's just my opinion, which I shouldn't be stating. But I will anyway. Since I wasn't elected, I'm just sitting in. I really think making a decision on this, you know, I don't know whether any decision we make on this is going to be like real valid unless we have, like Dave said, the support of our chairman and or vice chairman in lieu of the chairman. The subcommittee has both the chairman and the vice chairman, even though they're not in attendance. And maybe we ought to just make a proposal to the subcommittee to have this. And anybody here or anybody that knows of a place that could have it, preferably people here, get in touch with the chairman and or the vice chairman and give them the proposal, and maybe within a few days a letter can go out to the whole subcommittee telling us where it's going to be and when it's going to be, when it's going to be. Now, that was a discussion I hope germane to the motion that we have it, that we lock it into the weekend of the 12th. Pete.
Yeah, let me speak on that. I'm just kind of coming in on this, but I thought you're talking about when and where to have a conference for the TI thing.
Yes.
Why not work on it in a couple of different places? You know, if there's a conference already going on with something else that wants to work on that, let them do a little bit of work on it and send it out to somewhere else to polish it up and put it in there. That way you get a better cross-section of experience in public information. You know, you get up a wider, you know, just a wider thing in there. You know, that's worked with the pamphlets. Most of these pamphlets that are coming up to go out to their fellowship now have been through several different places around the country, a lot of different addicts have looked at this shit, you know. And, you know, why not do it with public information?
That's an excellent suggestion, but we do need one to compile all of that into, you know, into the final thing. That has been done in Florida, and Florida's input is extremely good.
My name's Kathy, and I'm an
addict.
Hi, family. One thing that Paige had suggested before you came in is, as a region or state or whatever, you could have your own conference, okay? And compile the ideas and everything that you have, and then bring them to this conference that we're trying to plan now. pending the approval of the chairperson. You know, between now and February the 12th, you could possibly have a get together of your region or whatever and compile your PI notes and stuff, and then bring this conference, and then this would be like the polishing of the final touches.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor, and we should, if there's discussion, is there more discussion germane to the motion that we hold this conference the weekend of, what was it, the 12th?
Yeah,
the 12th of February.
I'd like to amend that motion.
Huh?
I'd like to amend
that. Well, you can't. Somebody else can. You can withdraw it. Yeah.
I'd like to amend the motion to the 19th and 20th.
19th and 20th. Okay. Is there second to the amendment? Discussion germane to the amendment that this compilational writing workshop or conference for public information be held the 19th and 20th of February at some place to be specified in the future. Discussion germane to that?
Yeah.
No, I had Janet actually first. Okay, Tuffy.
No, submit to.
Okay, Pat.
How many days prior to the World Service Conference do we need to have that out to the fellowship?
It needs to be out 60 days. It needs to be out the 1st of March. That would give us about a week to have it produced and distributed to the fellowship.
Okay.
I agree. Certainly agree. Okay. Roland made the amendment, and who seconded the amendment? What's your name?
Gary. Okay, I have a discussion on that. As far as at our convention, which is going to be that weekend, we could have a compilation. What I'm talking about, you know, if we've got the material together and we have worked on getting a nonprofit status, we know how to do it with the post office.
Yeah.
We can do it. If we want to have that as just getting it together and getting it out, if we have it together by then, or if some final policy needs to be done.
Well, just this is just statement of fact. Logistically, nonprofit mailing would not do. It'd have to go first class if it was done there. And a whole packet of paper the size of a note going first class out to, you know, so the fellowship is rather expensive. I don't know how we're going to finance that. Tuck.
I would think, from the time frame of when we finished this, if we did it there, and I think I understand what we're talking about here, that there's no way it would get out to the fellowship for approval 60 days. They would not receive it 60 days. But they wouldn't receive it by March 1st. Talking about the middle or the February?
Pete, is that all you have, sir? Yeah, Pete.
Yeah, why don't you try and have it earlier?
Chair to entertain withdrawal of the amendment.
I withdraw my motion.
Withdraw your
motion. No, I withdraw my motion. It's automatic.
Withdraw your motion.
60 days. I mean, the World Service Conference is like 1 or 2 weeks in the day, right?
No. It's the first of May.
First week?
The first of May.
It is the first of May?
We assume the first of May. Yes.
Well, I withdraw the amendment.
Okay, the motion is that we have conference the 12th, weekend of the 12th February. Discussion germane to that motion.
Is that enough time?
Barely. It is, but barely.
The question is this. So we can get this done, finished, mailed out, be approved at the next WSC?
For review. I don't believe that we can get... We may get to the stage of approval. I don't think so. I think we're to the point of review, possibly.
Okay.
Well, then why is it necessary to have it 6 days before WSC? It's not going to...
Because it won't be on the conference agenda unless it is.
Well, if it's just for review, then why does it need to be on the conference agenda?
It may be approved, as is.
Well, if there is input sent in on it to us, and that would require more work to be done on it, right?
Yes.
If there's any input sent in, then it can't be approved.
Yes.
It can't.
No, not necessarily. If the majority of the regions vote for it, then it's really approved.
Oh,
but I don't think we need to talk about approval. That's just my opinion, because I don't. We don't, not to the stage to talk about that. Pete?
Yeah. There's a lot of input that's coming in on this thing. What do we want? We want to rush something through and get it approved. Ignore input, or we want to get the most wide, the most effective. I'm not getting the message to the ag still suffers, and that's what, the bottom line is. And if there's better ways to get it there quicker, let's take the best route for that.
Pat?
I'm Pat, I'm Pat. And it seems to me that if there's a lot of input coming in on a topic, a subject, a subcommittee, field, whatever, means there's a need for it. So why fuck around in here and waste time? We can just go ahead and do it as soon as possible.
Yeah. And I would, speaking to the motion that we hold this 12th, the second week of February, speaking against that, I would say that we ought not do that, and we should encourage, as a subcommittee, encourage all regions to hold PI workshops for this handbook, and I'm sure, because I'm program chairman of the Ohio Regional Convention, I'm sure that we can coordinate right after the WNC an official PI subcommittee meeting at the end of Memorial Day weekend in Ohio, compile all the input from now till Memorial Day from all the other regions that they have in the handbook, and get something rather comprehensive. That was against the motion.
Okay, is there more discussion towards this motion, having a workshop on the 12th of February? Seeing no more discussion. Yes, Ron?
Yeah, I just got a question. What are the chances that it will be approved at the World Service?
We really don't know.
Well, I mean, as it stands, they're pretty slim. If it goes out of the new copy, it's not likely that there will be approval. Until more input come in, the approval copy.
I don't know how valid it is for me to make this statement, but there's an H&I handbook going out for review. It's in the fellowship for it. It probably won't be distributed anymore. That I anticipate, and I think a lot of people anticipate, will be approved as an H&I handbook. We've got a public information kit in the fellowship. If we do something better than that, most likely, even though we just sent it out for review, most likely it will be approved and we'll go from there. I'm just saying, that's a guess. That's just an opinion.
I'm Mary Amanati. We discussed this long enough. Yes. It went back and forth and back and forth. Why don't you just see who all wants it and call for a vote.
Okay. All of you who want to vote, hold your hands up. All of you who want to discuss more, hold your hands up. All in favor of holding our conference, this conference on the 12th of February, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
All in favor, hold your hands up. Ten. All opposed. All opposed, hold your hands up.
I got 11.
Yeah, I got 11. Okay. Motion fails. Okay. We have voted to hold a conference sometime. We don't have a date for our conference.
Could I propose a question? I'm Bill and I'm an addict. In checking on the third class nonprofit mailing, we found that the post office will only guarantee delivery within 30 days. The third class code. So if we had it on the 12th, it still wouldn't get picked up. But they're going to go all the way to the 11th. I make a motion that whenever Ivyland and Ohio is having their thing at the same time in the middle of January.
Code Michigan.
Michigan.
What about the weekend after that? And that still gives us a chance to get it to the post office a month before.
There's another workshop with another subcommittee. At that time, it'll take great deal of our writing talent.
Oh.
going on in this fellowship.
Okay, I have heard something here that I thought was a pretty good suggestion. You know, ain't nothing been done in public information in history, N.A., as far as I know, except that one kid that come out of Southern California, and the work that's been done just lately. Tuffy suggested that we send what we've got here out to the regions with the request that the regions hold workshops. What do you think that would be maybe a valid way? Just send out what we've got. That way our good work that we did here is shared with the regions. The regions hold workshops, and we do something next year. I had Pat, Paul.
Take all this stuff as is without refining it, putting any order to it, send it out to the regions, one copy to each region to do with it as they will.
Along with the minutes from this meeting, anything else subject to approval of the chairman and the rest of the subcommittee.
Paul and Annick, I'd like to find out, would the other input that Lorraine has be sent to the regions also? So all input that's possible, that's available right now, be sent to the regions?
Yeah, I think that'd be appropriate. We could make a motion to that effect. First thing I think I'd like to do, before we go on any further, is to entertain a motion to the effect of that anything that we've done, any motions that we've made, anything that we've done is subject to the approval of the chairman and the rest of the subcommittee. I'd like to entertain that motion. Pete?
I don't understand why it should be subject to approval by the chairman when the subcommittee isn't the subcommittee?
Yes.
Here? Well,
part of it.
I don't know how to put it.
Part of it in any way.
The chairman just kind of provides direction and... I think the chair, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you do.
But if the subcommittee says that's the way it should be, that's the way it should be, right? I don't understand the approval of the chairman. Does the chairman have the final say in something? The chairman just kind of, you know, trusts the servant, carries out the group conscience.
Okay.
I'm kind of manic. I don't see why we should give the chairman of this subcommittee a greater right than any subcommittee chairman has ever had. And that's, you know, the right of veto. I don't think any one person in the NA Fellowship can handle that kind of power.
I would... thinking about this, I think maybe it would be nice, okay, in order, we have to come a policy where the chairman doesn't approve the minutes. Is this correct? What if the chairman of the Orskina approves them, or doesn't?
The chairman goes over with the secretary of the minutes before they're distributed to them.
Something to the effect of, if we show consideration and respect for the chairman by showing her these minutes before they go out, but not giving her any kind of authority to shit-can or... I don't know how to word that, but that's my idea that I wanted to throw out.
Thanks, Bob and Annick.
I
think that when we started this all out, we weren't sure if we could even operate as actual subcommittee, because you're a member of the subcommittee, but the chairman and the vice chairman are not here anyway. I think that's why we're wondering if we have to do it this way or not.
Here I'm on a regular scheduled area service committee meeting and the chairman doesn't show up, get someone else to chair the meeting, right? That's same thing here. You know, you gotta go ahead with it. The chairman can't make it, you have to go ahead with what you got. The World Med Subcommittee did a lot of things last year in the absence of the next chairman. You know, and it had to get done and it got done. If that's putting all the weight of work that has to be done to get the message to the act that still suffers on the shoulders of one person, one at it, when you put it all on the shoulders of the chairman. You know, I think, you know, when you have it, it's rare that you're going to get this many people together in the public information subcommittee. You know, if you're going to, you know, you don't want to put things in the works that's going to stop the flow from happening right here. You know, so just to kind of take the weight off the chairman's shoulders and let's, you know, let's go with what we got.
There isn't nothing much on the floor.
No.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we do what we can to put this material we have into presentable form right now and send it out along with whatever learning has to the regions or whatever they want to do with it.
I'll second it.
Could you please repeat that? The material we have.
Combine. Just do what we can with this material to make it presentable, usable by our fellowship. Send it out along with what the chairperson is holding to our regions.
Now, Rick, I'm going
to
amend that motion to whether there be no input or deletion by the chairman. I don't know if that's assuming in the first motion that the chairman wasn't going to make any input on the item. That goes back to the power of the one person, you know.
I think that's I think that's implicit in that motion.
All right.
Okay, the motion is that we take the material that we have. I'm going to not specify it, but just say it. Take the material we've got and clean it up, type it up, and send it to the regions along with the input that the chairman has. And as I understand that, we'd also drop a little note to the regions to the effect of, but you know, what we're doing. Include these minutes maybe would be appropriate so that they know what they're getting. It's up to the chairman to do that, I reckon, but I think these minutes should be included probably in that packet too. The motion is to take this input and the other input that's in existence in the Public Information Subcommittee and send it to the regions so that fellowship can work on this and we can work towards having a usable PI kit. Any more discussion germane to that?
Does that include vice chairman? I heard earlier that someone said the limit had a lot of PI information.
Well,
so we could say chairman.
Right.
Is that necessarily understood?
Yes, members of the subcommittee, too.
Okay, you did include members.
Members of the subcommittee would automatically, procedurally, pro forma get all this. Germane to the motion.
Yeah. Rick, I'm at it. I would just like to reword that a bit on the input. The input would be fine. What it says, the deletions were what I would bring questions to. Any deletions of what this body could do? What is the body chair?
Yeah. Let me understand what you're trying. Are you proposing an amendment to the motion?
Right. Where there will be no deletions made by the chair from this information gathered by the subcommittee.
In other words, his previous statement, his motion reads, material we have in presentable form and send it out with what our chairperson has to our regions without deletion.
Input, no deletion.
Right. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Second by Pete. Made by Rick, is it?
Yeah.
Rick. While she's getting this down, I want to say, as far as I know, you're a member of the subcommittee when you say you are, and there's an attendance sheet going around, and that attendance sheet will be the members of the subcommittee. If it ain't gone around to you, here it is. If you want to have this stuff in the minutes from this meeting, put your name and address on it, please. Okay. Without deletion. Yes. Okay. Discussion?
Yeah, I'd just like to make a suggestion that somebody pass a can around the room for donations for the mailing. It sounds like there's going to be a hell of a lot of mailing going on here. And, you know, I don't know where the money's coming from. But is it?
We have a budget that I think that would be appropriate for us to contribute to the WSC earmarked towards towards this. But why don't we make that, Pete, why don't we just make that a motion? I would suggest that you make that a motion after we dispense with this previous motion. Okay. The motion restated, the amended motion restated is that we send out the material we have in a presentable form combined with the material our chairperson has to the regions without deletion of any of the material. Specifically towards material here. Okay. More discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor? Signify with saying aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Yeah, my name is Stephen. I'm still in the motion that I scan around the room to help finance the mailing of this, all this stuff, the minutes and the, all the input.
Second. Who's second? Hold your hand. Okay, Roland. Sir. Discussion?
Well,
you're only.
Okay, I didn't look around. Okay, yeah. I'm just not comfortable with passing the can around here and everything and doing that. Maybe some kind of donation or take it back to groups and ask to donate, send it through the service structure. WSC is going to be paying for this mailing out, the best that I understand it, not the conference, the way I understand it. And I'm against the idea.
Okay, that's one con. I'd like to take one pro. Mary was
I'm
first.
Mary, I'm an addict.
Yes, Mary.
Every meeting that's, every PI or any function that we got to write literature and that stuff, we always pass the hat. I don't see, we're not violating the tradition, if you don't have it, you don't have it. And if we want the literature out, we got to have money to do it.
One pro, one con, all in favor, passing the hat, passing the can for this. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Pass the hat. I don't have one. Here's one. Okay. Now, we got a little bit of work to do. We've voted to have a workshop. We voted to have a conference. We've also voted to send this information out to the regions to work on. I guess it'd be appropriate for to allow the regions time to work on before we had our conference. Would anybody like to propose a time to have a conference? Did you have your hand up before, Tuffy?
I make a motion that I would propose a time. I'm not going to make a motion. I propose that we have this Memorial Day weekend in Ohio in conjunction with the First Ohio Regional Commission. Give them plenty of time to and let that go out. Let them know there's a deadline on getting together.
Okay. Does anybody else have? I guess what I'm thinking more in terms of is a time frame. Tuffy's proposed a time frame in conjunction with something else. I'm thinking about a clean time frame. But the time frame he suggests is the end of May. Yes, Pete.
Just from past experience of trying to get stuff out. I think we're still talking about trying to get it out. In order to have it possibly approved by the World Service Conference?
Not this year.
Oh, that's not.
That's.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that. Personally, I don't see that's possible if we send it to the regions and talk about the time it's going to take to do that, and then wait for their input, which we really need to do.
In that case, they do it, right?
But this year in May at the World Service Conference, we can have a whole bunch of good stuff for public information collected there, and maybe we should let the Public Information Committee at the World Service Conference set the time. Maybe we should propose a time. I'm just thinking about it. Robin? Mary? Okay. Tough?
Yeah, I like that suggestion, and I would recommend that we wait till the WSC and let them propose a time. And at that time, maybe if Ohio still wants to do it, they'll be more prepared, more informed. My neck is safe. I like that.
Everybody likes that.
Okay, now, we've got some type to do and cleaning up of this stuff to do. Is there any more business for this subcommittee? Do we need to do anything more right now? No.
He left the room, but I'd like to hear an answer to Bill's, I think it was Bill's question. Is a clubhouse...
I'm sorry, Mary, but that's inappropriate here. That would be something that should go to policy.
What's policy?
Upstairs.
15. Yes, Pete.
Motion
by Pete and second from Bill. That would close. All in favor?
Aye.
Close, same sign. Meeting is closed. Let's close in normal fashion.
I got a quick question for you, Jimmy.
Absolutely. That's good. Did something good.
I'd like to have a moment of silence for the Access Post Office. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is forever. Amen. Keep on that. It works. It works.
Hey, I want.